More than 500,000 Maryland residents have filed for unemployment insurance since March as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. As WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, the state is still working through a backlog of about 34,000 of those applicants whose claims have not been processed.
During a Zoom meeting Wednesday, state lawmakers pressed Maryland Labor Secretary Tiffany Robinson for answers about the thousands of residents still waiting for benefits. House Majority Leader Eric Luetke asked whether the state could send temporary benefits to people before their applications are approved, but Robinson said no.
Many of the states that entered into that type of practice ended up with hundreds of millions of dollars paid out in fraudulent claims.
It appears at least some of the fraud Robinson referenced was the result of a large identity theft operation in Washington state. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.